Hi, Colin.
Hi, Alexa. And welcome to this week's presentation of our podcast, brought to you by
Duke, Alexa, and Colin.
Coronavirus 2020. How you doing this week, Alexa?
Oh, pretty good. I've been having a lot of people ask me about self-acceptance and self-love. So I've been doing a lot of reflecting on what that actually means, because I have a hard time, like we talked about in our last episode with MBTI, is that I have a hard time grappling with like superficial names like self-love, because I just really want people to understand like what does that actually mean and what does that look like in everyday life. And I'm working on defining that.
How's that going?
Hard. All I can think about is just, this is why I got rid of social media, because I got so sick of the superficial stuff, like the girls posting in bikinis, They're like, love yourself. And right. I'm like, of course you love yourself, you little bitch. Like, you look perfect.
No name calling. Yeah.
But that's actually kind of mean, so that's why I have a hard, like, that's why I'm so grappling at it. And, right. Like, she's probably a nice lady. But at the same time, it's just hard because, like, do those people really, like, know what self-love means? Because in that sense, it just looks like it's a physical thing.
Why? Just because they're in a bikini?
Yeah, I guess that's not fair for me to judge. I'm not judging. It just seems, that's why social media sucks. It's because you don't really know what her true intentions are. Why are you in a bikini doing that? Was it just an accident that you were in a bikini, or did you purposefully look perfect
right. And
post that?
And so, right. So, and then when they're preaching about self-love, that's, I can see what it is. I mean, I think here, the thing about, you know, self-love is that, you know, I think a lot of women are always striving to reach that specific body that they see on Instagram and things like that, right? But just because Instagram is there, it's just a different platform. It's always been there, you know. In the 90s, it was in magazines, and on Thursday night at 8 p.m., you know, you got to see Monica and Rachel, and that was the standard then, right? And so now Instagram just, you know, puts more women on there. And, you know, these women are, you know, a lot of times photoshopped and things like that too. And some women do look like that, but I also know that those women also struggle from self love. You know, one thing I find is that women, no matter what they look like, are unhappy about what they look like.
Yeah.
So that speaks more to there being something else involved, whether it's in our culture or something. That, you know, kind of is the main reason for that. It's not actually the way that these women look that's related to them feeling badly about themselves.
Well, that's why I think it's really hard to define, because, like, I think that you could love your body and maybe not like your soul, or vice versa. You could love your personality and not like your body. So it's like, what truly is self-love, and is it just a constant awareness of...
Duke is...
He has a lot to say.
Duke is upset about this topic. It's very upsetting. And he is upset by it.
Because what I was just saying was that it's hard to explain it. Because on the flip side of what I just said, you don't want to discourage people from getting a healthier body either, right? Like, you don't want to tell someone that needs to lose 15 pounds, but like, you're perfect the way you are, stay that way, if they have to lose it to have a healthier heart and a longer lifestyle. So again, like, that's hard, because in a person who needs to lose weight will be like, wait, you just told me to self-love and I self-accept, and this is, I'm accepting myself where I am, but I still have to lose 15 pounds, what the fuck?
Well, so medically, when it comes to weight, like, the way I address that is with any other thing, right? So an increased BMI, or, you know, if you're obese, right? So there's studies to show that there's increased rates of these diseases with that, right? So we say that's a risk factor. It's not like, you know, I've got lots of patients that are 350 pounds and don't have diabetes, right? And I've got patients that are 180 pounds and they have diabetes, you know. So I think they're, you know, it's just another risk factor. And so I think the way that people should go about it is exactly what you said. Instead of worrying about the number, I would just worry about, are you getting your heart into shape, you know, lowering your blood pressure and increasing your lung function that way? You know, are you exercising on a regular basis? And then when it comes to foods, like, you know, I think we talked about this last week or a week ago. It's like, you know, we all know the foods that we probably should be avoiding, right? And so if you can't avoid those foods, then that's not like a, you know, then we need to address that. Like, you know, how do we eat things in moderation is a really important thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's an important thing to think about, but really I agree with you. I'm more about changing habits so that you're eating healthy and you're exercising on a regular basis, because overall that's going to improve your health. And what I worry about is people's health, not their weight.
So maybe we define self-love as a habitual, as long as you're checking the boxes of living a healthy lifestyle with balance, not like being a strict freak, but like you're taking your self-love. Just like me with this baby, right? I love this baby, so I'm going to change his diaper. I'm going to feed him. I'm going to burp him.
Yeah.
That's loving and like teaching him that he needs to do that to himself. And so we just have to remember to, in taking care of yourself, you're loving yourself.
Yeah. Parents always want more for their children. I think that's inherent. But then the question is why, right? Like, if we want to show our kids love, we need to learn how to love ourselves just as much as we love them, or, you know. We need to show ourselves love. So when you think about your kids, what do you want to do? You want to keep them healthy, right? You want them to eat well. You want them to get good amounts of sleep. You want them to have normal poops, right? Like, you want to make sure their urine is, you know, coming on a regular basis, mm-hmm. right? Those are all things you should care about for yourself too. So eating well and getting enough sleep, and, you know, we would never give our baby, you know, too much alcohol. Look, I like beer, but we need to, right? We've never like give our kid too much of something, right? So just be kind to your body and your body will be kind back to you. And so I do think that is definitely the best way to show self-love is by through the actions that you show your body, right?
Yeah. And like how you would expect, like Duke is so tall. Like, he's in the 90th percentile in weight and height.
Yeah.
Like, he's a big kid.
Yeah.
So, like, you would never, genetically wise, like, you would never tell him, like, as a parent, you would never say, like, you need to change, like, and try to force your body to be something that it won't be.
Yeah.
And so, like, for,
right,
even for skinny girls, like, I got a lot of flack when was it? In 2016, 2017, like, the big juicy booty craze came out, and, like, people were making fun of my flat.
Wait, what was that? The juicy, crazy booty?
No. what is it? It was some, like, craze that came out on Instagram, and it, like,
I must have missed that one.
The juicy booty craze.
Yeah, anyways.
And people were, like, would rudely comment on my white girl flat butt, and I was like, okay, people, yeah. I don't have the genetics to have a juicy booty.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important to, yes. I mean, we are all built so differently, right? And so it's ridiculous to think that, like, that any of us are going to look, you know, there's enough of us. How many people are 8 billion people? Like, you're going to look like a decent amount of them,
right?
But there is no one way you look that's the right way. We come in all different shapes and sizes. And with your shape and with your size, you can still be really healthy.
And look good. And
look great.
Yeah.
Right. Of course. But yeah, I mean, that speaks to societal, you know, commonalities, and again, who we choose to put on the Instagram post. Like, that's the other thing, is there's lots of beautiful women out there that don't make it up on the Instagram, right? I mean, the girls that I see on Instagram, you know, they look, who do they look like? Like, their hair just got curled, right? And their makeup's, you know, whatever. It's like, you don't even look like a real person. Like, if you've been spent 5 minutes at the beach and you now have sand everywhere, you're sweaty, and your hair has been blown into a mess, right? Like, that's how people look on the beach.
Right.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, y'all look good, man. Just take care of your bodies, you know. And I think people want to do that right now, especially, you know, during this coronavirus thing. They want to... They want to eat well. They want to exercise. They've got more time, hopefully, to do it. I hope people are appreciating this extra time. I mean, I know it's incredibly hard, especially if you've lost a job or you know someone who's sick or just the fear of what this economy or this health situation could do. So it's a very worrisome time, but there are hopefully some good things. I know for us and for me, it's been just getting to spend more time at home, you know, and so that's been really good. So I hope people are staying safe and able to do that.
Yeah, and if you're not, like, some people have to work more. Yeah. And, like, you just have to work with what you got. And it,
right.
I think that's another – now that I'm, like, talking a lot about self-love, I think I'm slowly coming to a definition. Like, the other part of self-love is loving your situation and not comparing – not loving someone else's life and someone else's body. Because that's not your body and that's not your life.
Right.
And, like, you can have aspects of that life, but you won't have that life. So – people who are still making money right now and able to work out and get outside should not be envied by somebody who has the cards of their work increases and they have three kids at home and they have to homeschool them while working.
That's a shit ton of work
and you're not going to be able to work out. You're going to be tired.
No, yeah, that's be forgiving to yourselves too.
But holding yourself accountable, but like with the time that you, again, your situation, do you have 10 minutes or do you have 60 minutes? Whatever you have.
Right.
You work with that minute. If you have none, then you get after it when you do.
Right.
You
know, I think there's times in life where you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, is it time to grind? Like, there's times in life that you can sit and enjoy the fruits of your labor, and then there's other times where you're like, nope, got to grind right now. Mm-hmm. And I think for those people, the ones that are still working, maybe working from home, trying to help their kids get through school and basically watch their kids, they're grinding. I mean, so yeah, to find times to prioritize you though is going to help your mental health. You know, it's going to help you sleep better. Ultimately, it'll make you feel better if you can find just that 30 minutes most days of the week, just 4 to 5 days out of the week. If you can find that 30 minutes to do something, even if you can just go walk outside for 30 minutes, like do something for yourselves. Because it's going to go really far away.
Well, I think, like, walking is underestimated.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got back into shape from just walking.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't want to run right now. My pelvic floor is still healing. I don't really want to lift heavy. Basically, it's just been body weight and walking.
Yeah.
So don't underestimate those things either.
No. I mean, that's all you really need. I mean, yeah. Walking is good for people.
So... really quick health tip, and then we can talk about binging on Netflix really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Before we close out. Just want to make sure, too, that we're educating in some health and for things like tomatoes, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots, any of those healthier vegetables. A lot of people don't know that you need to actually cook them to get the nutrients into your system at a faster and more potent rate. So, like, baking them, grilling them, sautéing them, whatever it is, that's how you're going to get the actual nutrients and not have a bunch of lactate built up.
Yeah.
And fart your butt off.
Right. Yeah, so all of these vegetables just have really, really, really long chains of sugar in them that we can't really break down. But when you heat it up, it breaks some of those bonds so that when you eat it, a lot of times it's sweeter, and you can also, if the vegetable has other nutrients in it, they become more readily available to absorb and then utilize. So, and as Alexa alluded to, you will have less gas. So
yeah.
Don't be the one who farts in your family and cook your vegetables, people.
Well,
you'll enjoy them
more. The scary thing about the vegetable farts is that, like, they're that sneaky fart that stinks so bad. So, like, it's not like the funny loud ones. It's like the one that you get pissed
yeah,
when it
yeah,
hits
like,
your nostrils.
What is that?
Yeah, like,
making my nose mad.
Yeah. No. You're making my nose hurt.
Yeah, you're making my nose hurt. That's not us. That was from a YouTube video. All right, Alexa, closing thoughts going into the, second half of April.
Well, I am trying to read more. But I think that I've gotten you addicted to the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Netflix, just in general. Yeah, I admit it. I love the Gilmore Girls. It's this show about these two, this mom and her daughter, who are somehow very close in age because she had her at a young age, that just have a whimsical time in this little town that doesn't really exist. So, yeah, I think it's a great show. It's wholesome.
But I loved it so much because I started yelling, I don't want to watch that.
No, I was not into it.
And then you came home one day and I was watching it. You're like, oh, you're watching it without me?
Well, I get up and Alexa is a wonderful human and a great wife. And I wake up and so she went and made me a cup of coffee every day. And so then she would just have it on. So I'd sit down and drink my cup of coffee. I've got Duke here. I've got Alexa here. It's a wonderful time. And then this show just happened to be funny and thoughtful with character arcs that were – they developed rather nicely. So
who's your favorite character really quick? And who do you want Rory to end up with?
I think Lorelai is my favorite character.
Because you have a crush on her?
I only have eyes for you. And what'd you say?
Favorite character and who you think or want Rory to end up with.
I mean, I haven't seen the newest, whatever the other part is, the one that's on Netflix.
A Year in the Life?
I mean, I think in real life, if it's not a story, she ends up with some random guy who we had never met yet, and they're fine. You know, she probably meets him on the campaign trail or something like that and ends up in D.C. But I think probably for the storyline, she should end up with Jess because, you know, they've been in, you know, the guy who's never vulnerable told her he loved her twice and then she just crapped all over him both times. So I root for him if he's still in it, man. Good for him. But yeah, so that's kind of been my Netflix binging during this. What's been your favorite Netflix show these days?
Well, New Girl and Gilmore Girls for sure. I haven't found anything better than those. My favorite character in Gilmore Girls is probably Jess, and I want her to end up with Jess.
Yeah.
Jess is just such an interesting character to me.
He's the bad boy, and you have a crush on him.
Oh, okay.
Got her. All right, folks. Well, from the Woldridges
to you.
Back to you.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you guys. thanks for listening. Stay safe. And, yeah. See ya.
We out.